Men, we're grateful that you have joined us on this Tuesday broadcast of Man to Man Express. I'm David Beggary, along with Brian Doyle. Brian directs the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference. And together, we're here to equip men daily for every aspect of life and relationships. Our guest is committed to equipping men for every aspect of life and relationships as well. His name is Dr. Chuck Stecker. Chuck began yesterday with us, and we're talking about his brand new book entitled Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. And you know, what we talked about yesterday was understanding the need of the hour, the problem of the local church in 2006 as far as not being able to translate ministry to young people so that they become young adults, thriving adults, mission-minded adults who have a personal, deep, ongoing relationship with Christ. I think part of what will help us, Chuck, is part of the problem that we don't understand when men and women become adults.
Absolutely. I think if you look at the signs out there, it's about as confusing as it can get.
I was going to say that. I mean, what really defines adulthood in 2006 America?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the University of Chicago does a study every other year. Last year, they said that by 30-some indicators, and it's all performance measures, by the way. It's the things we do that we kind of earn adulthood.
Okay, like give me an example.
Well, when you're on your own, when you have your own income, if you're living away from your parents. You know, all of the things have to do with acting responsible or mature as we define maturity and responsibility to our young people.
Okay, but you would say it should be different, or what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I think God's got a plan on this thing.
Okay.
You know, can you imagine God sitting there as the creation, and we've got to, you know, foundationally say, you know, we have a creator. And he's got a great plan for us. Do you think God says, well, let's just see how this thing goes, and we'll see when they become adults?
Hey, Chuck, do us a favor. Key us in on his plan for this.
Well, you know, one of the things I believe is that there's a transformation that takes place in a person's life when God changes the body and makes it capable of reproducing life. And that's at about age 13. So when a young person is capable of reproducing life, I think when we look at it, we're going to see that God now has transformed them into an adult. But that is scary.
That is scary, but we have a model for this, don't we?
Absolutely. When you look at Jesus was teaching in the temple, and if you look at it closely, you know, if he was a baby, they'd have called the women to come and get the baby out of the temple. If he was just considered to be a child, they would have had him taken out. But, you know, the problem with this is really we confuse two things that God doesn't confuse. We combine maturity and adulthood, but only for that generation. We don't require adults our age to be mature before we call them adults.
The idea of adulthood, how come it was never seems confusing for the Jewish faith?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, they've had this inculcated into their society. It's part of their DNA to recognize, and so it's looked forward to, and as a result, their faith society sets the standards. The biggest problem we have right now for adulthood is we're allowing their peers to set the standards, or we're allowing other companies to set the standards for what becomes an adult. The marketplace and their peers are establishing that, and it's running counter to the church, and we're just putting our heads in the sand on this thing.
What's an indication we're putting our heads in the sand, Chuck?
Well, we go back to the issue of the fact that we don't believe they're adults until they perform certain things and do things. If we separate the issue from adulthood to maturity, we lock them up in youth groups. We separate, you know, if you look at most youth ministries in a church, they have a closer resemblance to a church plant than they do a church ministry. And it's the only ministry in the church, not only do we allow to do that, but we foster and encourage it.
And you think we're beginning to pay a price for that big time?
Absolutely. You know, I'll go into churches and the pastor will say to me, hey, wait till you see this. Wait till you see our youth. They all sit over here and take that section. And, you know, I kind of blow in, blow up, and blow out so I can say what I want to say. If the men came back from an all-male conference and said, Pastor, we're not going to sit with our families anymore because we're not just being fed sitting with our wife and kids. And we do better if we're together. How about if the women go to our conference, a Women of Faith conference, and come back and say, hey, our husbands are dragging us down and so are our kids. So we want to sit over here in a section.
That
it's
is a good
only
point.
Place
excellent
in the
analogy.
Church, we think it's neat to separate them out and let them become their own church within a church.
Oh, boy, you're getting after it now.
We're talking with Dr. Chuck Stecker, some good insight here, author of the book Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. We want to put this in your hands. We're going to make this book available to every person who wants a copy at mantomanexpress.com. Chuck, thank you. We're going to see you back here on Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to it, guys. God bless you.